Well, Richard Kerr, here we are in the studios of Highland Radio, a week or so out from your first podium in the British Motostar Championship, and I suppose you're still buzzing after that fantastic result last week in the rain.
Oh yes, I'm very happy with that result because it's a very tough competition, so it was, and to get that result's great for me because I've proved a few wrong, you know, I'm able to do it, and it's not easy, but I'm there and about, so... Hard to beat.
Yeah. Before we talk about the actual race, let's give our listeners, I suppose, an idea of what level the Motostar Championship is at and the guys that you're competing around you, because there is a lot faster bikes and better machinery around you as well.
Yeah, it's a very tough class. You know, we've got people from all around the world, from Netherlands, Spain, etc. So there's a lot of guys in around their 20s and well up that around that area, whenever I'm 15, you can say, but... There's a lot of money involved in it because some of those bikes are worth about 60,000 when mine's is worth half of that. Yeah. But my bike's still good, but it's not as good as theirs. But it's good enough to do what it did because I sort of proved that at the weekend. But a better bike's obviously better because it makes things that wee bit easier. But to get that money gathered up's not easy, but that's when sponsors and stuff really comes in to help out.
And the level that you're at in the British Championship, you would look at it as maybe the third tier of bikes, would you, for the racing in England?
Yeah, well, the main in the British Championship would be the superbikes. They're the 1,000cc's. You've got all the likes of world-class riders like Michael Haverty from Ireland here and, say, Shaky Byrne, which is a top runner in Britain. But then you'd have the 600 super sport class, which has a lot of up-and-coming riders in it, and, of course, really tough class. And then you come to... the Moto 3, which I'm competing on, the 250s Honda, and it would be like the next step for me would be 600, because it's a really, the Moto 3 is a tough class. That's in the Grand Prix and probably one of the best classes to watch in the Moto GP at the minute too.
Let's reflect back now on the weekend. Very, very wet conditions at Caldwell, and you had a good weekend. Well, turned out to be a fantastic weekend, but the day prior to that, you picked up a couple of points, and you had a good result on the Saturday race.
Yeah, well, Saturday, it was sunny day, like it's like that mostly over there, but had a good start to the race, and I was in a good battle, but unfortunately, down the straights, I was just getting past me boys, and I managed to get by a few of them around the corners, but... the race was actually red flagged about half a lap early, so they put it back a lap, which put me then in a decent position, but it was definitely not as good as a third, but it still picked up a few points, which means a lot in that championship.
It certainly does, and then you carried that good form then into to Sunday evening as well, where you picked up the third position. Where did you start from that race? What position did you qualify?
I was put up to 16th in that race, but I was 18th for the race before, but my lap times are quicker, so it put me up two positions.
Yeah. So you went from 16th to 3rd over the course of many laps?
I'm not even to be honest sure, because it was supposed to be, I think, a 12 lap race, but it was shortened to 10, I think, because of the bad weather. It's very hard to get past the track because it's known as one of the tightest and smallest tracks in the championship, but it was mostly done around the corners because of the bike down the straight, but to get past about 12 riders was not easy, but to do that was great.
It's certainly not, but what sort of plan did you have going into the race? At the start, did you see yourself possibly contending for a top three position?
Well, at the start, it was sort of, the track was half wet and half dry, which it took really hard to get used to the conditions and find the grip level, but as the race went on, the rain got heavier, and it sort of... you can say the other guys sort of got a wee bit scared and not wanting to crash. So I sort of found the grip level and passed a few every lap and just worked my way up. And I saw the pit board going on to with a few laps to go for in P4. But the guys ahead of me were about 5 seconds ahead of me, and I just pulled it down until the last lap. I managed to get past third place and put myself only 0.3 seconds behind second place over the line. So
you really pushed hard in that last lap. Was that the fastest lap of the race for you?
For me, yeah. The three of us, second, me and fourth place, we both went all quickest on the last lap. But there's a few times I was really close to crashing, like losing grip on the back end. But the other guys, where I was talking to them after, and they were the exact same, you know, because of the tricky conditions. So to even stay on the bike was an achievement, but to get Pasig third place for the last lap was great.
And you have to be very, very brave in conditions like that. And if you're going to get as many points as you can, that's when the brave, I suppose, are going to shine and stand out from the rest.
Yeah, well, in them conditions, it's all about the confidence, you know. And if you're not going to be willing to make a mistake and fall off, then you're not going to be able to go well, if you can say. But it's really about just finding the grip levels, knowing how far hard you can push before you do fall off. And luckily, I didn't fall off than the others, so that's what it's about, finishing the race and picking up as many points as possible.
And you've got a fantastic reaction since that brilliant third place. Obviously, locally home here back in Kilmacrenan and back in Donegal, but there's been great reaction as well to it in England, and particularly from the guy that owns the bike and all the people who are into motorbikes in England as well.
Yeah, well, because of the TV interview, etc. and stuff, a lot of people heard more about me now and know what I'm capable of. And of course, their sponsor Bob Wiley is really happy too, because it was sort of unexpected, but to get it was just great, and it really helps things a lot.
Now, how are you going to build on this now, Richard? The third place, you've taken your biggest points haul of the season, 16 points you got last weekend, and there's a number of rounds left to go. So it's all about now getting the confidence, growing that confidence even more.
Yeah, well, to do it, to know you can do it's one thing, but to do it's also another. And if I know I can do it, it's just if I can get any chances at all, even if it's a fourth or even a second, anything's good. But to be up there is really important for me to get as much points as possible, and of course get what my sponsors would love me to get, and yeah, people around me.
What rounds are now left in the championship for you?
That was round 8 at Cabell Park off 12, so there's 4 more rounds remaining. Next round is next week, Oulton Park, and after that is Silverstone, Assen, and then Brands Hatch. So 4 more rounds, 4 great tracks, so it's going to be a tough end to the season.
Yeah. And you're hoping for more rain, are you?
More rain would be good, yeah, because it does level it up with the faster and slower bikes, which suits me really good. But if I can get more wet sessions, hopefully I can get more podiums, and if more podiums is good.
Yeah, well, hopefully them podiums will come for you again before the end of the season. But what do you want your future to be on the bikes, Richard? If we were to look ahead now a couple of years, where would you like to be?
I'd like to continue to race in the British Superbike Championship, but I am getting a bit tall. I'm not far off 6 foot in a few years, I won't, but on the bike I will eventually get too big for it, so I'll need to move up to maybe a 600 until I'm the age, because you have to be 16 and I'm 15. So if I can get, obviously it's more money involved because it's a bigger class and tyres and more fuel and stuff like that, but if I can get the support around me with the people, locals and sponsors, then I can continue on and continue to progress.
And that finally, just obviously your dad Ivan and the team of use guys that head away before the weekend in the camper van along with the bike, and you put in big miles every year, but there's a huge excitement to that when you head away with the family to compete in an event, and it makes it a lot more special when you come back home again with points.
It sure is, because we set out, it's all about enjoying it too, and that's what we do. But especially to get a podium, which is unexpected at the weekend, it's great, you know, because it just makes everything so much better, and it feels like you want to put the effort, more effort into it as much as possible. We always give 110%, and you have to always do it, even if you do have a bad race meeting, still take the positives out of it. And if you don't do that, then it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, listen, many thanks for coming on to talk to us this week, Richard, off the back of that brilliant third last weekend. And we wish you all the best in the remaining rounds. And hopefully we'll see you back in the TV shortly again.
All right, thank you.